You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win 7-1. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win is 3-1. It's not been that pretty for Watford recently, Lee. There's little doubt they've been reliant on Ighalo, and he was the FA Cup match winner at the weekend against Nottingham Forest. He's actually got 7 in his last 7 Premier League matches at Vicarage Road for Watford as well. At home, they've won 3 of their last 5, but lost against both Manchester City and Tottenham. And there's a real sense that Chelsea are turning it on now. I know it was only a match against the MK Dons at the weekend. They won 5-1, but they looked incredibly impressive. Oscar with the opening 3 goals in the game. Hazard on the score sheet from the penalty spot. Diego Costa looking reinvigorated now under Gus Hiddink. There's a real sense with Chelsea that they're going to just continue their march upwards for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I mean, they, as you say, you know, that you can't really even look at the weekend because it was just a mismatch. What I find interesting about Watford's home form is that I don't think they've drawn a match in the Premier League since the start of the season, when they couldn't stop drawing. Beat Swansea, lost to Palace, then they've lost to Arsenal, Manchester United, Manchester City and Tottenham at home. They beat Liverpool, which I suppose is the only other team who you would class as being a top six side, and beat Liverpool really well, actually, didn't they? They're pretty much beating them by about the 20th minute in that match. So they maybe struggle a little bit against the better teams, and if we're saying that Chelsea are or have finally turned the corner, then you'd have to say that Chelsea are one of those better teams. Still conceding goals, though. You know, whatever you say about MK Dons, they still conceded against them. You know,
it's a complete fluke, though.
Complete fluke, but still a goal, isn't it? And you look at the stats, they conceded it. Obviously, they've been conceding goals most of the season. The Arsenal win was a good one. And, you know, I'm still a little bit loath to go for Chelsea. I still feel like I've been burnt by them so many times. But I do think that with Costa's return to form, or the team's return to form, and Costa at the forefront of it, then, you know, he's got 2 goals in his last 2 away Premier League games. I quite like the enhanced odds offer here. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win. I don't think Watford have quite got it. I could quite easily go for Chelsea to win and both teams to score at 7-2 as well. And given that I don't have to name a scorer, I will go for that. Chelsea to win and both teams to score at 7-2. I think they might win 2-1.
2-1, by the way, is in the market at 8-1. I suppose, Derek, in the lead-up to this match, all the talk is going to be about John Terry and the fact that he's not been offered a new contract by Chelsea. It looks like, at this stage anyway, that he's going to be setting sail at the end of the season. Not a moment too soon for many, many fans that aren't Chelsea fans, Derek, many football fans, because he's probably been the most begrudgingly revered footballer of all time in the Premier League.
Yeah, he ain't Mr. Popular anywhere but at Chelsea, is he? I think he's going. He said he's going to go travelling abroad, so there'll be plenty of footballers breathing a sigh of relief and their wags too. He's finally on his bike, although he spent a fair few years doing that as well. I don't know. I was about to say that at Chelsea at evens here look good things, but I've thought better of it. Chelsea at evens are good things. Now, you know, Watford have gone off the boil. These are two sides heading in the opposite direction, and it's a perfect time for Chelsea. They shouldn't be rated good things at evens, because look where they are in the league compared to Watford. Bloody, bloody, but even money should not be a good bet, but it is. I'm not getting worked up by what they did to MK Dons. I couldn't believe, by the way, how bad MK Dons were for the Championship side on Sunday. And Lee's point that Chelsea still did concede is a valid one. Yeah, it was a fluke goal, but actually MK Dons looked dangerous on a few other occasions as well. And if you're looking vulnerable against a team like that, I'm talking about Chelsea here, well, you definitely have got problems at the back. Both teams to score is 10-11, but I like the bet that Lee pinpointed, both teams to score and Chelsea to win 7-2. I like the look of that very, very much.
Because of that even money on Chelsea, you're getting some decent prices about the goal scorers as well. I mean, you were unlucky with your Hazard shout against MK Dons, but you wouldn't be surprised to see him get on the score sheet again, DK, I don't think. 13-5 doesn't look a bad price. I mean, I think, you know, you look at Oscar, 13-5, just comes off the back of scoring a few against MK Dons. Willian, who's been great all season, 14-5 as well. There's some decent prices around.
And the one thing you noticed from that MK Dons match was that Eden Hazard was more intent much to my frustration, on setting other players up than scoring himself.
Oscar, you just shouting at the screen.
I was shouting at the screen, especially when he had that chance through on goal early on in the game. But Oscar looked more of a threat than Hazard in that match. I know he scored three times, obviously, but even just in terms of positional sense, he was the man making those bursts into the 6-yard box. So Oscar 13-5 to score any time doesn't look bad.
Decent.
You know, it's a sign of old age, Dave, when you start shouting at the telly. I do even when it's off.
I was shouting pass.
I bet you were. One stat on Terry, which is an intriguing statistic. He's only one of two outfield players to play every minute of every game in a Premier League winning season.
Wow.
Along with the other, who was? Now this is a test.
Rio Ferdinand.
No. He's a Manchester United defender, though.
Vidic.
Older.
Oh.
Dennis Irwin.
No. More central.
Steve Bruce. Gary Pallister.
Yes, Gary Pallister. Gary Pallister. The other one. So there you go.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.